One of the things which children have to learn when they go to school is that different people have different standards of behaviour. What is required at school may well differ from what they have been used to at home, and their own friends may have a third set of standards to which they will want to conform. Usually, children take these differences in their stride and adopt different modes of behaviour to suit the company they are in. Some parents get upset when their children bring home the habits learned elsewhere. They may feel, for example, that their infant children have picked up little at school but loud language and bad habits. In particular, of course, the children are asserting their independence, which is one of the things you send them to school for. In part, they are trying it on. They want to see how far the newly discovered habits are acceptable at home. There is no need to make too much of this sort of conflict. Parents have rights, and there is no reason why you should not insist on your own standards at home in a matter-of-fact way. If you don't like swearing, you can stop it. On the other hand, if you are easily shockable, you merely tempt children into repetition. They do it for the drama. Equally, if you are constantly nagging and hectoring, you can infuriate children into even worse behaviour. Nor is there much point in nagging teachers about children's playground language. They are almost certainly aware of it and are reacting in whatever way seems to them to be best. This question of behaviour is a good example of the way some parents react, not to what is happening, but to what they fear it may lead to. These parents associate bad language and rough behaviour with delinquency and react as if to protect their children from a rake's progress. Things are rarely as serious as this, and if they are, the bad language is the least of your worries.